Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, AIA Singapore is raising the bar for insurance advisors by being the first insurance organization to benchmark training against the new private banking IBF standards. Now, the training program is developed in partnership with the Wealth Management Institute of Nanyang Technological University, Singapore.
And why has AIA decided to do this, and how does it support Singapore's national agenda of upskilling for a more competitive financial sector workforce? Well, we speak to Ho Lien, Chief Customer and Marketing Officer at AIA. Well, Lien, welcome to the show.
Tell us
what is the genesis of the program, Lien?
We see that there's more and more millionaires in Singapore. In fact,
where?
Everywhere.
Bernard and I, not in
I'm
this
sure.
equation.
And there's actually close to 184,000 millionaires in Singapore.
In Singapore?
Yes. Oh, yes. You'll
wow.
be surprised to
Who
know
are these
that.
People?
Yeah. And besides that, I think we also observe, you know, in AIA that year on year, there's more and more number of such customers buying from us. It's one of the key things that we want to make sure is our personal wealth managers who tend to serve this group of customers for over more than 10 years, to be given the necessary skill and knowledge to provide the customers with even a more holistic financial planning. And that's the reason why we started this journey.
What's the difference though, Lien, if you could tell us, say, between high net worth individuals, wealth management versus normal Bernard and myself type wealth management? I mean, how much more complicated is it that this particular program was needed?
I think it's not about complication, but rather the needs are quite different between high net worth and retail customers. So for high net worth, wealth management tends to focus a little bit more on legacy planning. In fact, in our recent study, we've done AIA Affluence Barometer 2019, customers are telling us that they want to pass on their legacy to the next generation, especially this group of customers.
Right.
But they find it very challenging and they don't know how to balance between the need to perform their legacy planning as well as the retirement planning, which tends to be a key concern for most people. So with this in mind, actually, we've also not just want to equip our agents or our advisors with the right skill set. We've also want to launch the right solution to meet the needs.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, Lien, why did AIA decide to collaborate with WMI?
WMI is a very reputable institute. It's being recognized as Asia's Center of Excellence for Wealth Management, Education and Research. And they've got many years of experience providing such a training for private banking sector. And not just that, I think the other thing we like about WMI is it's not just about in theory, but it's also in practice. They've got industry experts to actually bring about, you know, the training program. So it comes with a lot of practical tips for our sales advisor, which makes it very different from the usual training. So that's the reason why we wanted to partner with them.
Mm. Ho Lien is Chief Customer and Marketing Officer at AIA. Lien, help us out. Briefly describe the course, a basic criteria one must have before they can sign up in order to be credited in this manner.
Okay, so to do the course, it comes with, you know, a few parts. The first part is to complete a client advisor competency standard assessment, and that's paper one and paper two. And on top of that, the advisors need to go through a 5-day program. And this 5-day program include a 17 online hours. So with these two areas, they are able to qualify for IBF, qualified level one certification in private banking.
Mm-hmm.
And to sign up for that, we require our advisors to be at least personal wealth manager. What does that mean? Within AIA, we have close to 5,000 advisors and only about 500 of personal wealth advisors.
Well, that's a small number, yeah, in comparison.
And besides being a personal wealth advisor, they also need to have either a professional qualification or tertiary education. We want to make sure that they've got the right competency when they come for the course. And the third thing, which is I feel the most important, is besides about competency, is the level of service that they have been providing to the customers. So these advisors tend to be also balanced scorecard. We call them balanced scorecard grade A, which goes to show that they've got very clean records, they've been giving the right advice to their customers.
Can you tell us how well placed will advisors be thereafter to cater to the needs of the high net worth individuals?
Like I mentioned earlier, we did affluence barometer study. I think one of the key things that came out from the study is customers are looking for trusted advisors. Mm-hmm. They are looking for a long-term partner in helping them with their financial planning. And finding someone who is able to advise them with their legacy planning is something that these group of customers are looking for. So I think after the program, we're quite confident that we are giving these advisors the right skill set, as well as the knowledge and know-how. And with that, they are able to confidently then help these group of customers to meet their legacy needs.
Mm. Yeah, I find it might be a little challenging for them, because once you just get the certification, you're sort of untested, so to speak, right? Yeah. Which has always been the rhetoric coming out of, say, organizations that, so you've done the course, great, I see it on your CV, great, but you're untested as to how effective you might be. What do you reckon, Leanne?
Yes, I think going through the course is just one thing. Mm. I think at the end of the day, it is about the service that we want to provide to our customers and the ability to give the customer that peace of mind, the ability to really help them to meet whatever needs that they have. I think that's even more important. And the impact that they are making to the customer as well as the family. Mm. I think that's what we hope to achieve through, you know, equipping our agents and our advisors with such competency.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, why did AIA decide to do this at this stage right now?
Well, the rate with which the millionaires are growing very quick, see?
There are millionaires.
Okay. Okay.
Customers' needs have changed.
Right. Mm.
I think in recent years, things have changed. There's a lot of uncertainty that these customers are facing with. You know, the need to balance the multiple needs and multiple things that they need to address in their daily life. And more importantly, it's also we want to move away from just being a product provider. We want to be a lifetime partner to all our customers. There's no better time than now to really help our advisors to really address this desire of our customers.
Lynn, personally, why is upskilling and staying relevant important to you? I mean, when we were kids, we had to go to the library to research for our school projects. I don't know if you remember. I had to take computer classes in secondary school. It's very different today. And the rate of change is that much quicker. How are you staying relevant and why is it important to you?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talk that, you know, the financial industry is going through a very disruptive moment.
Yeah.
It's not just about disruptive. People are also
disruptive.
In search.
No.
they're in search
distracted.
Of... Distracted. They're distracted and they're also looking for people that they can entrust with. Mm. It's not just about buying something. It's not just something on the shelf, but it's really meeting their long-term needs.
Right.
It is also partnering with them in every step of their life. I think that makes it even more important for us to keep up, you know, our skill set, make sure that we're relevant to our customers, make sure that, you know, we've got the right things in place to meet the needs of our customers. I think that's the key reason.
Ho Lien, Chief Customer and Marketing Officer at AIA. Lien, thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.